Drums, please. All right, welcome back to the podcast. Logan, what's the name of this podcast again?
The Logan Podcast.
Well, my friend, your consistency is consistent. If you are joining us for the first time, I'm a dad in Northern Virginia, documenting the experience of COVID-19 quarantine with my 7-year-old son. It's been a way for us to keep track of time. Time's been passing by in a blur during this period, and it's also a chance to better understand things through the perspective of a first grader. This is episode 13, which also means we've just hit 13 full weeks of self-quarantine. That feels like a loaded milestone. Things here in Virginia have been slowly loosening up, though it is hard to understand what is going into those decision points per se, but I understand. People have been cooped up, and it's not surprising that people need a release. And a lot of tension is boiling around over us. But I hope we all stay safe and mindful of what it will take for us all to make it out of the pandemic. There will certainly be some battle scars. In first grade news, we have a first grader here who just finished the end of first grade. Logan, how does it feel to officially end your time as a first grader?
Good. Which means I will go to second grade, and I will also stay home for summer break.
But you've been staying home for a lot of the time.
It's because I like it, because I like staying home.
Well, I'm glad you like it. What were your highlights from first grade?
What does highlights mean?
Highlights just means sort of what were the high points, what were the things that you remember the most. What did you enjoy the most during this past year?
I enjoy the fun stuff like doing Winter Wonderland and the 101st day of first grade because we got to do lots of things on those days.
That's great. Were you disappointed at all that the year ended with COVID and distance learning?
No.
That's good. What did you like about the end of the year and distance learning?
I liked that after it would be summer break.
I love that you enjoyed things, and I like that you seem quite adaptable. And yeah, it is indeed summer break and summertime, as our intro song so eloquently described. Logan, tell me, what are your hopes for the second grade?
That I can see some of my friends from first grade.
Anything else?
No.
What do you think is different for you as a second grader versus a first grader? Do you think second graders have special responsibilities or privileges compared to a first grader?
I think second graders get harder math.
Anything else?
You're in a different grade and things might be different or the same because in Freedom Hill, there's never been such a thing as COVID-19 until now.
That's true. So, in a lot of ways, you all made history. You were the first elementary school students to have to deal with this, and I think you guys did really well. I'm very proud of your entire class, but, you know, I think as your dad, I can be especially proud of you. Thanks for being so flexible.
Okay.
Is there anything that second graders do at school that first graders aren't allowed to do? Like, I remember when you moved to first grade, you guys were all allowed to use the monkey bars. Was there anything else like that?
In first grade, our teacher said that we couldn't use the monkey bars for a certain time because she said we needed to get strong. But I don't believe that because I already am very strong.
That's true. You were able to use the monkey bars before you were in first grade, but I understand. Some kids aren't ready for that. But is there anything like that for second grade?
I don't think so. But I've never seen it before because I haven't been in, I'm not in second grade yet since we can't, like, go to school. So I don't know what it's going to be like in second grade.
That makes sense. Will you let us know when you hit second grade?
Okay.
Anything else to add just generally about the year or school ending? Or I remember you had a group video chat with all the first graders, but anything else to add, buddy?
No.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I guess it's not truly over yet, even though the school year is actually over. You still have to head back to school one more time to pick up your stuff. So in some sense, this doesn't quite feel like the official clean slam dunk end it actually is. I think there's something about that dynamic that applies to life more generally. And perhaps it feels a bit more fitting during these blurry COVID times as well. We have a special guest on the podcast today. Logan, who is it?
Miss Dahlia.
That's right. Ms. Dahlia Palchik is our representative to the Fairfax County Board of Supervisors. In D.C. terms, she would essentially be our city council member representing our ward. She's been an amazing public servant and someone we know through personal experience has our community's diverse interests at heart. We appreciate who she is, her values, and really how she represents us. So we're just very excited to have her on today. Logan, should we dial her up?
Yeah.
Hi, Miss Dahlia. Welcome to the podcast. Can you introduce yourself?
Yes. Hi, Logan. I am Dahlia Palchik, and I am the Providence District Supervisor here in Fairfax County. And Providence District represents parts of Oakton, Tysons, Dunloring, Fairfax, Falls Church, and Annandale.
Logan, do you remember the first time you met Ms. Dahlia?
No, I don't remember.
You don't remember? Maybe it could have been bike to school day. It could have been at our bus stop, but
I think bike to school day.
Okay. Sounds good.
I remember we got to work on your bus and trying to get people to stop driving around the bus, right? Mm-hmm. We got you the extra long bus arm. Hopefully that stayed.
No buses on the roads these days.
I know. And a lot less cars, but they're dangerous these days. So hopefully they're being safe around your house.
What have you been doing during COVID times?
Well, I was your school board member until December. And then in January, I switched over to our county. And a couple months after that, unfortunately, these COVID times started. So I've been working with my team. We shifted to working from home. And every single day, I think, feels a little bit different. Some days are planned. We have meetings and we have events and I have town halls and community events and podcasts with people like Logan. And then some days, new things happen out of nowhere and we have to make new changes. And I think I'm going to have a calm day sometimes. And all of a sudden, it feels like we're trying to solve 20 problems at the same time, but just trying to do everything we can to help our families, to help our small businesses, to help the people in our community that have been the most impacted by COVID, and trying to keep everybody safe and as happy as we can in these really tough times.
It's quite a lot. And Logan's questions are sort of all over the place, so I think you're in for a little bit of a roller coaster of an interview today.
I'm super excited. Thank you, Logan.
What is your favorite food?
Oh my gosh. I love food. I'm from Argentina and my family's Jewish, so I have a lot of kind of home traditions. Argentinian food that I love, like churros filled with dulce de leche. I love sweet. And empanadas. And my mom's gefilte fish, which is a traditional dish we make for our high holidays and Jewish traditions. But probably my favorite food in the whole wide world is ice cream. I love ice cream. If it didn't make me really fat, I would eat ice cream every single day. What's your favorite food, Logan?
I like noodles.
Yum. Plain, or do you like to put stuff on them or eat them in something?
I like all kinds of noodles, and sometimes my mom puts stuff on them.
Yum. Have you ever made noodles?
No.
Not yet. All right.
What is your favorite outdoor activity?
So I love hiking. Hiking in the mountains is probably my favorite thing to do. But since we're a little bit far away from the mountains, I'm actually going to go do that this weekend. But closer to home, I love going for walks, I like jogging, and I like going on bike rides. here where I live, the trail just got repaved. So it's pretty exciting to be able to bike again. How about you? I'm going to ask you too.
I like to bike.
Logan actually went into this self-quarantine period on training wheels, and he's now on a two-wheeler. So.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome. And you are, how old are you now, Logan?
Still seven.
Seven. It was really hard for me to learn to ride a bike. I was 12 when I learned to ride a bike, but I used to go on the trail with my dad all the time. And now my dad's biking a lot too, because he's older and he can't go to work or be in activity. So we told him he could ride his bike.
To see sort of less cars on the road was interesting too. And just, it felt like an opportunity to see sort of what a transport system and a street system that sort of allowed for more sort of safer coordination between walkers, cyclists, and cars. And so Logan's been learning how to ride when cars are around, looking at stop signs and just being safe. But it, in some ways, this period just allowed him to learn those skills in a safer environment. Yeah.
No, we're definitely, I'm part of this group called Walkability Institute, and we're working with our police department, our public health department, our schools, safe routes to schools, and our transportation team, and trying to see how can we do more of that, right? And how can we get Virginia to do more? But have you guys had a chance to check out the street closure up in Tysons?
We haven't been out there yet, but we definitely want to ride it while that's still blocked off. So, but it's amazing to think that you can shut down streets like that right now. So,
I know it took a lot of effort and in a while, but I'm glad we got there before Arlington and DC and Maryland.
What did you want to be when you were in first grade?
Well, so first grade was pretty special for me. It was when we moved to the United States from Argentina. So I was just learning how to speak English, and I love school. I love my teachers. And I don't know if it was in first grade, but definitely, you know, by fifth grade, I knew I wanted to be a teacher. I loved my fifth and sixth grade.
Would you have wanted Ms. Dahlia as your teacher?
Maybe.
What do you want to be, Logan?
Pizza.
You want to be pizza? Oh, pizza chef. So can I tell you a fun story? Tonight, we're going to my parents' backyard. My brother, who also went to Fairfax Schools, he's a chef, and he built a brick pizza oven in the back of my parents' house. So he's going to make us pizza outside in his new brick oven tonight. I'll let you know how it goes.
Okay. What made you want to become an elected representative? What has been your best memory so far?
Man, thank you. And Logan, you're an awesome reader, by the way. So, you know, I never, ever imagined I would do this. I was pretty shy growing up, and I just thought you had to be really popular to be an elected representative. And I ran for office a few times. I don't think I ever won it in school. But then I wanted to help solve problems. So I was teaching, and I saw that some of the things we were doing in our schools now hadn't changed since I was in school, like how we teach languages or how we incorporate healthy lunches or how we do, you know, kind of fun cross-topic projects and problem solving. So I wanted to get a little bit more involved, and I went to a few school board meetings, and I was like, oh, I could do this. This looks really fun. And so that's how I first ran in for office. And then while I was on the school board, I realized that some of the decisions we made to be able to pay our teachers more so they could afford to live here and to change curriculum and to have better transportation, we could make some decisions, but a lot of them were impacted by other decisions in the county and the state, like how much housing do we have available and how much can people afford to live there and how much public transportation and buses and metro do we have and how safe is it to walk and bike to school. So I realized I wanted to solve even more problems and more issues in our community and to work with constituents like you and your dad to get there. So it's been pretty fun. Sometimes they're a little bit hard, and sometimes you realize that, you know, there are some things you can solve and some things that are out of our control or take a long time to solve. So I love it overall, and definitely excited to be here for many, many more years to come.
We really appreciate sort of everything you've done while you were serving on the school board, and obviously what you're doing now as our representative for our district. And so I think one of the things I really appreciated was just how well you engage with the community, and just not as like lip service, but really the way you just described it, wanting to solve problems like that. To me, we see that and we feel it, and we're just so, so grateful and appreciative. So just thank you for that.
Oh, absolutely. It is my favorite part, and actually the hardest part of being in our quarantine, is that I don't get to see my community members and people as much anymore. I think that's made it probably the hardest thing for me.
Mm-hmm. As our community representative, what is your job like every day?
Oh man, I love your questions, Logan. So, well, definitely we're in special times. So sometimes I'm in meetings every Tuesday. Pretty much we have all day meetings with the rest of the board, either in our committees where we look at transportation, health, our environment, and how we do land use, decide how what we're going to build or allowed to build here, those kinds of issues, and our public safety. And then other days, I'm meeting with my team, and I have 3 outreach people. I don't know if you've met Arye yet, who's your outreach person from my office. And so I get to meet with them. I'm on a lot of Zoom calls these days, lots and lots of Zoom. And hopefully soon, when we go into, you know, phase 2 and phase 3, I'll be able to spend more time out in the community, having meetings. And really the most important job that I learned, part of my job, and really I learned it when I was teaching and doing student government from one of my students, was the most important part of being an elected leader is just listening. And so I try to spend as much time as I can listening to people.
How's your listening, Logan? Gotta work on it, I think. The next question is one that's on a lot of parents' minds, and I guess children's minds as well. So,
do you think school will open in the fall?
Oh my goodness, that's a great question. Well, as you know, I'm not on the school board anymore, but we work together so well. I think Carl, your new school board rep, and I talk at least a few times a week, if not every other day sometimes. And we were talking about this recently. So some of these are decisions that our governor makes, and he just put out a plan for how schools can reopen. And I know our schools are getting their report, I believe, very soon, by Tuesday, on what our joint task force is recommending for reopening schools. So we don't know yet. I know they're looking at plans. It might be a combination of reopening in person and online. And it looks like the governor has said definitely for our younger students, pre-K to I believe second or third grade, should be able to come earlier to school. But as you know, we're a really big system. Do you know how many schools are in Fairfax County, Logan?
Somewhere around 9.
9. That is a really good guess. There are actually a lot of systems around Virginia that have about 9 schools. But ours is many, many, many times bigger. Just our high schools. We have 25 high schools.
Whoa.
Can you imagine? We are the 10th largest school system. So we have almost 200 schools, almost 200,000 students. So it's a little bit trickier here. And I know they're working really hard. We know everybody wants to be able to go back to school. Well, almost everybody, right? and so hopefully we'll have a good plan for you very soon.
It's been just a good reminder that, you know, we all kind of need to stay flexible. And if anything, it just kind of reinforces this notion that as a community and even as a school body or as an institution, that just so many different factors come into play. And just the name of the game right now, I feel like, is flexibility, adaptability. And so we'll see what comes, and I'm sure we'll all adapt in the way that we have to. So.
Absolutely. I love it. Logan, you know, hearing your dad talk, don't you think he'd make a great elected official? Don't you think maybe he should run for office?
Oh, no.
No. He loves the community and he loves communicating and working with people.
I'm more a behind the scenes kind of guy. Keep my advocacy street cred that way.
I love it. How about you, Logan? Think about it, okay? Love to run your campaign one day.
What is our county doing to make sure that students and residents are safe?
Yeah, so this is definitely, you know, the most important thing we're looking at right now. So one of my jobs is I'm chairing that our Committee on Health and Human Services. And so we've been working with our health department, and they've put together teams to make sure that we are able to test, that we're able to go to communities that have the highest rates, the highest number of people impacted. And a lot of it has been in the Latinx, the Hispanic community, the one I'm a part of. And we know we've had really high rates of people impacted there. So trying to make sure we can test people. Sometimes it means that, you know, we have families that can't afford their own spaces. And so we have a lot of people living in one apartment, and it's really hard for them to isolate and quarantine the way you and I are able to do that if we get sick or if someone else is sick. And so we've been able to get hotel rooms that they're able to slowly be able to go into, trying to make sure that we have transportation that's safe, that people are wearing masks, that we're communicating and listening to the community. So it's pretty tough trying to keep people safe that way through the crisis, and realizing that, you know, not everyone here has the same access to what you need to be able to stay safe and to be able to get healthcare if you need it too. So those are the big things that we're working on.
It's interesting because, you know, a lot of times people don't associate that type of diversity or those types of needs with Fairfax County. They'll easily think of, you know, they can easily understand that what's happening in DC and sort of how those issues affect DC, but they don't necessarily think about that with Fairfax County. So I've always been really grateful for how you sort of raise that concern and sort of bring that into the conversation here in Fairfax County. So yeah, we've also been sensitive to kind of the way things are happening and just wanting to make sure that everyone can be safe and that we all can kind of contribute to that. So
yeah, definitely. One of the big things we saw right away is a lot of people, when this happened, their parents lost their jobs, right? And so you've got a lot of families that all of a sudden are having a hard time paying for rent, paying for food, being able to, you know, pay for things that they need. And so I know that the county, we received some money from, you know, the federal government, and we've put that to be able to go straight to families that need it. And on my team, I don't know if Aria's reached out yet, but we started a food drive. So we've been working with our communities, our HOAs, and I think down in Dunloring, a little bit south of you, we have some kids who started a drive too. And so they've been collecting hundreds and thousands of pounds of food, and we take it to our big food hub here. It's called Food for Others. It's just down the street. And they're helping make sure that all of our families have food, because a lot of kids are getting their food from school. And now that school's closed, it's been a big challenge.
We're really just proud to see how the county mobilized that way to leverage the school infrastructure to help provide meals. And so we're just really proud to see that happening in our county.
When school was still there, school had lunch there.
And now you get to eat at home every day?
Yeah.
Which one do you like more?
I like home better.
Yeah. Is it good food? Are you helping? You get to help cook and clean?
No.
You clean a little bit, right?
A little bit. How about your older brother? How old is he now?
He's 9.
9. Is he helpful?
Sometimes he isn't.
Are you guys getting along okay?
Sometimes.
Some days better than others.
It's hard to be at home with everybody all the time, huh? All right.
Our daddy prefers me going to school so he doesn't have to hear fighting every single day.
That I definitely do. I love it when you guys are in school.
Do you think your parents appreciate your teachers a lot right now?
Oh, yeah.
Do you miss your teachers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
there's definitely a little bit of fear and sort of excitement for the summer. So starting next week, I guess we'll see how this goes.
You guys have some plans?
I don't know.
Not yet. We're just trying to play it by ear and sort of see how things shake out and just try a couple things locally and then just see how really things shake out the rest of the summer.
Yeah. Sounds good.
How would you like to see our community grow or change in the future?
Oh, man. You came up with the best questions, Logan. So I love our community. You know, I grew up here. I was about your age when my family moved here, and I think we do so many things really well. I love our schools. I love the public transportation we have. I love the parks we have. And definitely, I just want to see us have more of that, right? Like we were saying before, while we have, you know, a lot of people who have access to great things here, we know that there are, you know, almost a third of our families, almost one out of three of our kids live in poverty, you know, and don't always have access to the food, the best schools, jobs, and transportation. So I want to make sure that we're such a diverse community. We have people I love from all over the world, people from here and people who have all different kinds of jobs. And, you know, just want to make sure that everybody has access to our parks, our beautiful parks, to buses and metro and safe places to bike and walk, to great schools, to good food and restaurants, you know. And then there are a lot of fun things I'd love us to do. The one of the really good things that's happened during COVID is we've allowed our restaurants and our cafes to have more seating outside. I don't know if you've seen any of them, but we said, all right, since you can't be open inside, let's make it easier for you to have spaces outside. So I love that maybe we're being a little bit more flexible and creative, and some of the things that before we only saw in cities, right? Some cool things happening that now we get to do them here. Want to do more of that and have more people who care about government, like you and your dad, helping us come up with cool new ways to solve problems. What about you, Logan? What would you like to see in our community?
No.
You don't know? So you like recess. Would you like to see more outdoor places to play and playground, cool playgrounds and parks?
Yeah.
Yeah. How about food? Are there food things you'd like to see? You like lunch?
I would like to see new foods.
New foods? More noodles?
Yeah.
Yeah. Noodles everywhere. Should we have noodles everywhere? All right.
Is there any other message you would like to share with people who are listening to this podcast?
Oh, wow. Well, Logan, thank you. You know, I think this has been a really hard time, right, for a lot of us. It's been hard if you're stuck at home with your siblings and your parents, and we all get kind of tired and grouchy and tired of each other. It's been hard for people who've gotten sick. It's hard for some of our community members who we're seeing, you know, have maybe been targeted unfairly by county or our police or, you know, our enforcement services. And I know everybody's ready to see a better world, right? We want to see people getting along. We want to see people who are inclusive and aren't excluding people. We want to see people standing up against bullies. And, you know, I think we're seeing some of the things that are working and then some of the things that are not working so well in our community. So, you know, I know we're going to get through all of this together. I know this too will pass. And I know that by the time we come through this really tough time, we're going to be a stronger community and hopefully better listeners, right? And better at seeing that everybody is dealing with things and being a little bit more patient and compassionate with each other.
Thank you so much for taking the time to do this. And, you know, we really appreciate sort of how you represent our community, the values that you share and the values that you promote and just the manner in which you do it. And so we're just really grateful for that. And in our own ways, we also want to make sure that we can also promote those values in our neighborhood, in our community, we're just really grateful that you are a representative and that you're really pushing forward these values and just in our neighborhoods and our town. So thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure. Thank you, Logan. And thank you both for being such caring, as we call constituents, members of our community, and for asking for the things that you know your community needs. Yeah?
Uh-huh.
Do you have some parting words, Logan?
No.
No? What do you think is going to happen when we go back to school? What's it going to be like to go back to school?
I think it's going to be like the same thing as first grade, except different grade.
Yeah. Are you going to be really happy to see everybody again?
Yeah, but I hope to see some of my old friends from this class.
Yeah, you miss them?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm sure they'll be really happy to see you too.
Well, thank you for being on the podcast.
My pleasure. Thank you, Logan. Thank you, Sam. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
So, Logan, how did you think that conversation went?
Good.
What did you like about it?
That we got to see Miss Dahlia, and she got to talk about the things she was doing.
That's cool. There's a lot to like about what she was saying, but one of the things I wanted to just stress to you was Miss Dahlia talked about problem solving, and you know, I think that's that desire and that skill is something that's useful in any profession. So let's say when you're a pizza chef, if that's what you still want to do, there's a lot of things that you can do to problem solve both in your kitchen and also outside in the world. So I think that was really awesome to hear. So do you think you're a good problem solver?
Maybe, maybe not.
Are you better at solving problems or making problems?
Probably making problems.
And that's okay, because you have to make problems to solve problems. Well, maybe not all the time, but the types of problems that you're making, I believe that they're healthy ones. The other thing that I really liked was Ms. Dahlia's point about listening and how that's one of the most important things and skills to have. How do you feel about listening, Logan?
Good.
Maybe you could try to work on your listening skills too?
Okay.
I think that's it. We should end the podcast. How should we end the podcast now that you are not in first grade anymore? You're a second grader, or an almost second grader. How should we end the podcast?
How we usually end it.
Okay. So how do we usually end it?
You say stay safe, stay sane, and I say wash your hands. Bye.
All right. Stay safe, stay sane,
and wash your hands. Bye.
Out and it's sort of a buzz, but back then I didn't really know what it was. But now I see what happened is the way that people respond to summer madness. The weather is hot and girls are dressing less.